Okay. So I think the best place to start is Mitaz. Tof Resh Mem Hei. The two Tazes, both are very important. We'll start the Taz at the very end of Sivkot and Dalet. It's the last few lines. Vakati tzorach levar, hay miyut shezochar haran namachmirim, al korchach lav miyut kolshu gar mikama, dimkein, gam bechagiras tzipora nyeposel, a small amount that a fingernail can fit in, zevareina, why? Dimkein, lechashve bahade gimel pegimasem, perakama dechul naf yuzayim, techoshe shabrav chistaf pegimasakin, so it should be mentioned there as well. The cave of the Zayn of Posel, near the Afrishir Pogos, meet Tefach, ancient Svarla Hachmer. These are Shaman of Yuches, Kama Pagimus of his back of Shimon Ben Yahoy with Tefach, Lezam and Yaakov Omer Kazayas, who Machakam Shambay Sid Levin, from Kain Al Korcha, and Svarloma Kama Pogos, meet Tefach, or Kazayas of Posel, the Frat, Sherova Post, Mosphirlahu, the Ain La Ola Haim Tsoyas, Chumra Bezer, Rakbatsir for Ovala. Right, most poskim. Hanab Rov Kalala Viola. Veloma Nachma Viola and Tsoras the day azu Yosa Midai. Kenirole is dieti. Ayan Besamach Sidva. So he says that even if, don't take Mashu literally, Mashu means a tefach. Fine. Now we go to the Bir Halacha and see what he says. We should read the whole thing just to make it easier. This da, it's the last line on page 223. Da, l'dasa mechaber b'sevkim l'binyan nechleka hatiyomis. The davka b'rov olin yekoyer dinzer al rov olin kamash blon. The after shemavua b'poskiv davka imachaluka hay b'rov kolola v'lo b'mektsasa. Davka imlo nikar achaluka shiu smuchin zelazet. Mashenkin and israchku asdokan ashenira kishnayim posel. That's hemnek, right? Goes like that. For a more the seer al olam soy, koil shitoso, shetik sham dasi yeshom. Okay, so the Ramah is the one who makes the big out of the middle leaf. Those who disagree will disagree here too. Omna, das hamachabim v'sev gimel. Afem nechlaka olam soyas bekulo or berubo. Adi oved kehemnik. Watch this. Efshar the kosher. Why? The ain lo shum yisron beklal mishar olam. There's nothing special about the middle leaf. Chemashim b'levushi esrod. Omna. Divri haran sov tira maschal omar rav huna. Mashmach sas. Sheyesh lahachmir b'zeh. That this is for sure going to be a problem. V'da'od. Masha tofas ha'chayodam. The divri ataz. Shekosav de kavonos haran. Masha hechmir b'nechlak ha'olam tira emtsoras b'miyuto. Hanudavka k'shoye ha'kopon tefach. Hisig olav. Doran kosa behedya sof to maskal nikdem roshom vizel shonam. Vechein masha omru bebraisa begemora lula vakofa vsodak beola ze omru umash de pastinen bekolduhu. Fisha osu roshom shalula kachod mashal esok darmina begemora da filu kol shu posibo. Ad kal nashonam. So the chayodim is a very big strong tine against the Taz. Says the Mishnah so politely. And he is daiti. Lo iya na chayodim betaz if gotten zayin. He hit him. When he said Sifkot and Dal, but he didn't look at Sifkot and Zayin. So let's look. All right, everyone open up. So what is he referring to? The Taz Sifkot and Zayin. Obviously the Chayom, he says, didn't look there. Because then he would, if he looked there, he wouldn't have been so critical. Once again, it's a long, long piece, Sifkot and Zayin. Can't read the whole thing. Okay. We're picking up the second half of Sivkot and Zayin and the Taz. Upsul the nickname Rosh Hakotzev Rambam Masnisin. It's Yudal Rabban Aleph in the old Dapi Arif. It is as follows. Rosho Bekolshu Chen Mash Hakotzev Begemara Laman Aleph Lamed Beis the Ketima Soduk Bekof of Pasul Hainu Be'olazu Amtsois Fisha Asu Rosho Shal Lulov Kecholt Moshe Lesrog Dafil Kolshu Pasulom Ad Kan Lashon Ara. Okay, so far Kolshu has to be a big kasha against the Taz, who said it in the Tefach. Watch this. But Tzarech Lomar, Tlom Siyim Kein Livsal Dumer De Esrog Ele B'Nikdam Rosha. When he says it's like Esrog, it's only referring to the Nikdam Rosha part. The B'Saduk Arminon, the Kolshu Nista Kehemnik Kosher. So we can't say that Nistak is exactly the same as Esrog. Afilim Tifarsha Kedas Adochim the forest al rochvo koi, mikomakom ha'kochach lo posel b'chol gavni the posel b'yestro. Ella, lo nakte arancham el inyan. Watch this. The gam ze koya olam sois. He means to say that if these psulim are going on the middle leaf, avolol le damosol the esrog b'ze. He didn't mean to say it's exactly the same as esrog as far as that's concerned. In other words, the chayodim assumed that since Ran compares it to an Esrog, it's possible to call Shul. No, it's not true. He says that he only meant for Nikdam Rosho. By Saduk, we don't say it's Bekol Shul. So the Taz himself asked the Chayotim's Kasha and gave it Teretz. So he has a Taina. Why did the Chayotim look in the Taz and Sifkot and Zion? He only criticized Sifkot and Dal without looking in Zion. I feel it in Saloma, the Ran Sfirle, for Saduk, Gamken, Koldu. In the same line in the Gemara, as kofuf is a sodok. So he answered the kasha of the Biralacha of the Chayotim. She didn't look there. If he would have looked in the Sifkot and Zion, he would have seen the answer to his question. We have to finish up. We have to move a few minutes. Let's just finish up this Biralacha that we started with. He didn't look in the Taz Sifkot and Zion. He doesn't like what the Taz says in Zion. The rant, the cause of koshu, mashma, da kulu koi, cause and everything. Mikomikom, a litbo salav. She have no time against the task. Why? Lo maskina bigamara, al hai brisa, that same brisa. The sodduk, the maria, be the ovid kehimdik. Hanaka shnei roshim. Ubavadek shneiru, kishnei roshim, I feel them nistak rak mat, and I'm at. In the srakwa, stok about shneiru, at kishnayim, gamadivya taz posel, and the vushay srot said so. Ubazeye maria ran. That he's talking about a case of Kehemdik. Vataz Mari Hechadan Stok and Smuch and Zalazem. So even if you want to say the Ran meant what the Chayyarim thought he meant, the Beisarizu thought he meant that, it's still no cash against the Taz. Viteida, the Ritva Bechidusha Lashon Omamish Kishdiri Haran, brackets, Uvavada Diri Haran Ovea Bezer Uvakama Makomas Men. I told you this before, I have a funny suspicion that maybe it's the Ritva, the Ran, why are they the same word for word? And he has a quotation over here. Vizela Shonam. I haven't found this quotation. In the fancy new Mishnah Brewers, it tells you it's on Chav Tesim at Beis Dikta. I just couldn't find it. I'm asking you to maybe do a word search for me for tomorrow Shir and find this quotation. We'll read it now. You can find it. I just couldn't find it. Vizela Shonam Shom. V'chein kol ha'psulim yavish v'sodlu kehemdek v'yotzibo she'osu also k'chot mashal esrug v'shekol ha'psulim posma b'mashu harei dekosa behedya v'sodlu kehemdek. Only if it's hemdik. And the Taz and Sifkon Zion says, Lo siyim kein aran lifsal dumi the esrog al benikdam rosha the besorg amin and the lokosha lodistik hemdik koshu machla shayak kosha lo hadimi on the esrog mashma lechor b'chol gavni v'zein of emes if you might the kaimel and the kosha lodistik hemdik kosha so dochak atzim of the koi raka nikdam av the nomakid v'reinu the ran koi raka hechid of the kehemdik as the Gemara says it's so the kehemdik. Divrei Aran Koyanis the Gam came, as the Ritva said. Sof Dova Ben the Divrei Atas Sifkon Zayin Ben the Dvareinu. Either way, And litfos with divrei Rana mash pasuk pesivkot dalid should be the dafkam nech kashir tefach. We have to stop here and go next door, and we'll continue next door. Okay. I hope they finished. I think I heard some rustling.
Yeah, I don't know if they did.
Well, they will now. We will finish them. We have to can't help that. Not fair to stay here. But don't forget the tape recorder.
Yeah.
I move it to the next door.
And we will pause.
Okay. Are we on right here?
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay, so we, the first part of the shir, next door, we took care, we read a Bir Halacha, how we answered the Kasha against the Taz in two different ways. And the Taz says the shir should be a tefach, not a mashu mash. Okay, different ways of explaining. Fine. Now, there's a problem in the Ritva. Most of you don't have Ritva in front of you, so that's why I want to put it on, see what the Ritva says, and we'll try to solve the problem based on what we, the surround that we have in front of us. And we do the Ritva from my Ritva before you can see it, and then we'll see it again. It's worth seeing twice. Okay. Gemara has an expression, and I'm an Aleph from the base. Lo shanu el niktam of a nista kosher. Okay, let's read it together. Can you get it? Do it very fast. You have the ritva? Thank you. Here it is. Everyone see it? Amar Avuna. Lo shanu el niktam, av nista kosher. Pirish. Nistak dumya de niktam. The haina ba'olo ha'elyon barosho. Okay. Vasikna. The avad kehemnek posel, we just read before. Vechitema v'hodakotoni nechka tiyomis posel. Upirish rabo seinu de tiyomis haina ba'olo ha'mtsoi. Some say. The big kasha. Right? You see, it's puzzle, even if it's not a hemnik. So, it's a contradiction. In one place it says it's only puzzle of the hemnik. Another place it says it's always puzzle. What's going on? Two terutz. Be'er shloma. Tohosam kshenechlaka beruba avonistak miyuto daina berosho koshach of the hemnik. Very beautiful terutz, the first terutz. If the majority is split, it's always puzzle. If the minority is split, it's only if it's split like this, hemnik. So far, so good? Oh, dear Shlomo. Tafilu nechleka mi'uta posel. Dumio de nikta. Whoa. No. Every word counts now. V'chiyam rinan nistak mi'uto kosher. Kishen nistak l'rochbo. It's sliced this way. Tavi ke'ein niktam. She nikdam l'rochbo, chipped this way. Well, the fichach b'miyuto kosher kol hecha she eino toli v'yavid kehemnik the hoderhu the eino nikabo kenirali. So, what did he answer so far? He answered that the situation in which we say that nizdak yuto was kosher is if it's going this way, not this way. Here's a case where the stock is what? Horizontal. But if the stock is vertical, Shumisrabe Becholsha Kshemenano Lifsalafilabimiyuto. Let's stop right over here. Stop right over here. There's already a major problem in reading comprehension. How do you reconcile this? First, he says, Afil Nechcha Miyuta Posel means it's an intrinsic psul, to me the Niktam. Niktam is not Hadar, it's also not Hadar. Then at the end, he says, if it's a little bit the Oko, what are you worried about? It's going to become a greater psul, right? On a simple level, how do we understand this? You know why? It's going to become rubo. That's a simple read. But he already said four lines earlier, it's an intrinsic psul of hod even miyuto. The first teret says you need rubo. The second teret says you don't need rubo. So what do you mean? It's only chasaran? Because maybe you shake it around, it's going to make a bigger, it's going to make a bigger crack. Even a smaller crack has a problem. It's a reading comprehension problem. How do you read the Ritva? It contradicts itself from one line to the next. How do you figure it out? An internal contradiction in the Ritva. How do you answer this question? How do you read it? Yeah.
Could you say that inherently the psul, just like in the first answer, is that of Rubal? Just in, it's like almost like a Xer Drabonon. We have a psul on even if it's a mute. Because then
that's true. But that would be true if he would just say like this, I feel a nechcha miyuta is puzzled. You know why? Because of the gzeira. No, the gzeira comes five lines later. It doesn't sound that's really the easy. It doesn't sound that way at all. This kasha is a very troublesome question. So, Rabbi Osai, this question again. Who takes care of this question one more time? The Sefer Hilchos Chag B'Chag. It bothered me, and I found the kasha over by him, page Mem. In this beautiful sefer, what's going on over here? Doesn't fit in. What would the difference be? Crazy glue, right? We spoke about that yesterday. If it's only chashash that maybe it's going to split, put in crazy glue, it's not going to split. It'll be good. If it's an intrinsic problem, then it's an intrinsic problem. So how do you answer this question? That's the problem. Umasha Kosova Ritva, Besov Dvorov, Sheshlahachme Mishim de Sofo Leo Sadukulo, Saduk, Kulo. I don't read this exactly. Marbanistic Leoko, watch this. Shelobitiomes. Shelobitiomes. If it's a tiomes, then he said before, it's an intrinsic psulim mimiyuto. But it could be a different leaf. Elebeemtsa ha'ole. Maybe he means, I'm not sure what he means exactly, we'll see soon. He means not a different leaf, or not on the top of the leaf. You know why? He compares it, right? Niktam v'sadok psul begufo. Not just a question of it may crack. Who's he quoting over here? He quotes himself. Mishmeres Moed Lamed Beis Amenav. Before he wrote the Sefer Hilchos Chag B'Chag, he wrote another Sefer called the Mishmeres Moed. So I went to the library, took that out. I'll read you the words from this Sefer. This is a Sefer on Shas. That's a Sefer on Halacha. This is a Sefer on Shas. The same author. This is go back to Tov Shin Mem Ches. This, I think, is Tov Shin Mem Beis. This is even 4 years earlier. So this is a long time. Well, when I hold Tosha, it's 30 years old, this sefer. Hey, didn't get stale. Okay? So, Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. If you want to look up later on, he quotes the Ritva on page Resh Samach Gimel. Sarachian. The Sov Tvarach Shakot of the Royal Lochash Stakli Orko. The Afmiut Apostle, the Misrabah Bechol Shah Shemanano. Shere Bezeh, ain't Absul Mishim Shem Misrabah. El Zeh have him Mamish Kenechlecha. That we do with the Nikton, the Psul Mimut Amiga Radin. When the Yesh Lochash, it's a Mika Radin, Nika Radin. Yes, the Kasha, right? That doesn't bother me. Vanira Bora Bezeh. This page Reish Samach Dal, a new paragraph. The Mashakasa Ulefi Zeroy, this phrase, Ulefi Zeroy, Lo Koi Klala Nechatiomis. No, the Bezek for Pirish the Apostle after Miyuto, right? Nechatos even Miyuto. So what's it going on? Hello, Amasha Pirish, Hod the Kamar of Huna, the Nistak Miyuto Kosher, the Mari the Nistak Lerochba. Watch this, we saw, right? Nistak Barachba. Okay, so Bimuta was kosher. Watch this. That's what's going on. And the Ritva explains, Ha the Ovid Kehemnik Puzzle, Hainu, Shayadeze Niko Haktima, Kevan Shehela Toloi, Ayade Achituch, Velomish and Psul Miyuko de Hemnik, and the call Shaino Niko Kosher. With a nika puzzle, the ma'ishlam in echokat yomes lo havi hader o mi nikta. V'zeh shekosav ulefichach b'miyuto kosher. Rabbo say, watch ulefichach b'miyuto kosher if it's nikta l'rochbo. Why? Kol heicha she'eno toli v'ovet kemnik the haderu dena nika bo. That's what he says. So that din, ain't a niker, is one that's l'rochbo, but if it's the orko, not the tiyomis. Tiyomis, it's vada niker, v'avi kinikta muposta f'miyuto. Final be'emtze ha'ole. This is the same words. I'm not sure it means a different, well, how do you understand it? A different leaf, or the middle of the same leaf? Because if you have something like this, if it's split at the top, it's niker. If it's split in the middle, you can't always tell. It just comes together. The top is sealed, the bottom is sealed. So the middle can also not be obvious that there's a crack there. There was a minka tvei, and there's a menano nira b'chol shah. Right? It's gonna be recognizable. Doesn't even have to be a rove. It's gonna be recognizable. That's what he says. Shemenano lifts off yilu b'miyuto. Why? Because it's going to become recognizable. I'm not sure if he means. I wish he'd explain it more. You should call him up. I don't know if he has the same phone number here. Let's see. Is there a phone number here? Yeah. Call us from our phone numbers. Let's see it over here. Let's see if we can get a hold of him. Find out. What does he mean? Does he mean a different leaf? Or does he mean the same leaf, but he said, not in the tiyomis, means not in the top of the tiyomis. That's more likely what he probably means. Anyway, he gave a beautiful answer to understand what the ritual said. Two svarim, saying exactly the same thing, by the same author, a few years apart. Fine. Again, I'm asking you a favor to find the lashon that the Bialacha quoted from the ritual. With a word search, you'll be able to find it in a few minutes. I don't mean for today, but tomorrow. He quoted the Bialacha, we saw, I just couldn't find those words. I'm just missing it. So, missing it. Okay. Now, this is Rabbi Kivege. Kivege has a different approach to take care of the Taz. Rabosai, watch. Mashikos of Kvodo. I don't know Kvodo is. The Madisa Vinikta and Rosh Shu Postle Mikomako Makorcha Bi Tefach. After Nikta knocked around Koshu, says a Nida, my Koshu Tefach, and base is Kazais. Baba Basra, da da da, Kol Shir, that's a Shir Klal. Riff Raman Paskins, Kol Shu Mamish. Nida, Tosa says a Shir Rabba, da da da, Beitza, etc., etc. He doesn't like it. Hold on. Adataz. Taz says, Nechati Yomus was Tefach. Don't go into all these details. What she says, Yishmokam lechalat chadiv yataz in tefach. The Taz says, Derech pirush baran v'mashakosav nechla b'miyut apostle to become a gomboy shir tefach v'pshut lo nirakein lo havele lo ran the mistamei v'yosa do ran acha shehele the nechla lo yigam b'miyuto hochiach the nistag armina david ki hemne kind of a nistag b'rochbo dim lo kein apostle mishum nechlika. For Yeshlom and the Nistak Haina Bepochas Mitefach, with the Apostle Rabbi Kehemnik, and our Korcha, the Nechlecha Bekoshu, Apostle, of the Yeshlom came. The Rad Kotha came, the Shitos of the Klola Kail, Besofo, like Chazos was Bechot no Bekoshu, who are then called Psulim Berosha Bekoshu. Find the call of Psulim and Berosha, the Mikri Hodder. Mishum Hochi, Gamma Psul, the Nechlecha came and who Berosha Apostle Bekoshu, Makos Hodder. That's the Rad Shita. Aval adidan to sfir dan drak bechazos v'shini marakeim aval lo b'shar psulim k'depos kamachaba b'tarmach sif yud beiz v'mogan avram shab yesh lomar the nechlecha bin and shir tefach. He said the enoch enami that the Taz pshat in the Ran is wrong. The Ran also said mashu v'amish, but we don't pask in that way. We don't pask in that way. That's all. If we don't pask in that way, we don't pask in that way. Shoy, we don't pask in that way. Fine. Adkan. Now, Rabosai, we have to go a little bit further. Another major issue comes up. The Mogan Avraham, Sivkot and Vov, quotes a Rabbeinu Yerucha. Everyone open your Mogan Avraham, please. Sivkot and Vov. What's an amazing Rabbeinu Yerucha. The Chenkoster Rabbeinu Yerucha. He quotes it verbatim. Tell us where to find it. Nesiv Ches Chela Gimel. Give you some kind of page number and some old print. Kol Apsulim Psulim Kol Zayin Mipnei She'enu Hodor Chutz Min Nistak V'Nechacha Tiyomes the Psulim Mishum Lekicha Tamo Ksherim B'Sheni. There'd be kosher the second day. Now, where in the world did this come from? The Nechacha Tiyomes is Lekicha Tamo. Where does it come from? Kivega says it's against enough on the Tosis. Koshali. I mean, we saw this before at least once. Hamidivri Tosis Reshbek Gimel the Sukadav Chavtesimid Beis. The Masl Nikta. Mashmal the Hedger the Minitla Tayomis the Posel Mitam Hodder. The Gora Mi Nikta. With the Rutsum M. Soy Kosu the Saka died into who Hodder Tway Mi Nikta. Mashmal Dashmin and the Lord Mikri Hodder Posel Beyom to Shani. And it says in the Gemara the Flamin Beis. Nechlecha tiyomas nasik misha nitla mashma de chadina lo islahu v'chome mamash kimo niktam imkein mashma de gam nechlecha hamitam hodem etzorach iyon godol. Rabbeinu Yeruchim, he has a kasha, is against Tosfos. So you could say, okay, he's against Tosfos. Gavra, gavra karamis. Rabbeinu Yeruchim was a Rishon. He has a right to go against Tosfos. Maybe he's bothered by the Mogan Avraham. Why he seems to be calling Rabbeinu Yeruchim Lalocha Lamaisa, and we Pashas, we follow the Balei Tosa, the more authoritative. Okay, more authoritative. Interestingly, okay, let's go slow. Watch this. He's talking to Malas Kvodos, some great rabbi, I don't know what it is. She would be in Shein Nikr the Nechal Kleim Ochsam Biyodom Kamashkutza Magan Avram Tamach, Shem Amabit, when it comes to an Esrik. Amabit Kosav Kei Misvara, The came and the psal posel machmas hodor imenu nikolayin shechos biyodol eresimas ayin bidiyuk l'nafim bichlal hodor. Avo nechlekha tiyomes timitam choser hu. Who said so? He just said, but he didn't like it. It's a Biki Vega speaking. I mean, l'fiyam ogan Avraham. Yesh lo makol she nechlekha mamish v'nira besimas ayin bidiyuk posel. In other words, it's not based on Hodor, you have to look more carefully. Hodor's beauty is in the eyes of the beholder from a distance. But if it's a technical psul of Chaser, you have to look much more carefully. And the Chagira Sipora and Lo Mifsel. Mogan Avraham, Kosov, Vinami, Benitl, Kosher, Lo Mikri Chaser. The Ainta Chisoran Haniker. Mashmah Chisoran, Shena Niker, Mikri Tamo. Lo Nias Daiti, Mogan Avraham, Benitl, Kosher. The Haina, the Hodor, Lo Nitla, the Esrik, and Shechaser. Hadad Meovio. Then he says, not a chisaron at all. He wasn't careful in his words. Not a chisaron at all. Okay, fine. Oh. But Tamuli, this is the kasha which he asked in Shulchan Aruch. What are you saying? Nechel b'din chaser, Mogan Avraham. It's against enough in the Tosfos, the middle Tosfos. You see, it's chadadin, the tzorach ends up the same tzorach in Gadol. Just lift it from here. That's the same thing. Fine. So far, so good. Here's a big problem, Rabosai. Here's a major problem. You think that Rabbeinu Yeruchim is so clear? Let me tell you about Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Rabbeinu Yeruchim was one of the Gedolei Hador, a Talmud of the Rosh, and his Sfarim are quoted in the Beis Yosef at every page. But until very recently, you couldn't read it. It's old, ancient prints. Ancient prints, because it's impossible to read it. It's not here. Thought they had it here. No. I was told it exists here somewhere. Shem HaGadolim. Who wrote the Shem HaGadolim? I don't know. No one knows? You know what the Shem HaGadolim? Chida. The Chida. Watch this Chida. What? Most unbelievable thing to see. Watch this. Shamati mirabona kishishoi birakodesh yerushalayim shekiblu me'askenin the sefer ha'iter the sefer Rabbeinu Yeruchim. We're discussing Rabbeinu Yeruchim. He mibchina sod amadis kasya comes from a hidden world. V'kol mi she'osa bir aleihem, when he writes an explanation on them. O never abir gets lost. O chas v'shalom yipoter b'mivcha yamav. The author of the beer will die young. What's going on? Do you believe this? You hear what's going on? He can die young. You write a parish on the Rabbeinu Yeruchim with a yitur. V'sefer yitur for kasavnu the kamra abonim also pirish v'nevdu for Rav ben Yaakov noch nafshe ben lemon base died at 32 because he wrote a parish on the yitur. Rechen Rabbeinu Yeruchim, Harav Marash Yonah also bir lechelik Adam, v'ikrush mo magad me Adam, ulemesharam v'koro magad mesharam, v'nevdu they got lost. Rav Osher Sholem, hiskel lechab alav k'moshe yitira b'sevim matam Moshe, v'niftar lebeis olam v'kotu yashonim, died young. Rav Nesimus Mishput, mat mizer shabir v'noch nafshe the Rav, he died. And Rav Maral Apa, bir Rabbeinu Yeruchim, as his Talmud says, and it got lost. Umikan tira kedushas marag giron she also bir leezer chelik meiter v'yotzal or v'herich yamim v'shonim. He beat the curse. It came out. It was printed, and he didn't die young. Because of this, no one wanted to touch the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, and it was printed in illegible printings. No one could ever read it. Thank God the Bar Ilan made it legible. But even that, until with the Haskamah of Rav Avadya, somebody wrote a beautiful Rabbeinu Yeruchim. He does not have a beer on the bottom. He just gives you what's called Maram HaKarmis. So Rav Avadya is Haskamah. It's unbelievable. Rav Avadya is Haskamah writes as follows. I read you the words of Rav Avadya. He had many Haskamahs because he was afraid of the curse. Umeata boro lechol yosha holech shashmua shashama hachidah b'shem haskenin. Quotes, he tells you where to find it. Eina inyan lekan. The matoras haotzah anochachis eina biru pirish rakachzoras aveda yikres et erech lebaleo. Just to make it a good print. Okay. Just want to give you the introduction before I show you which there shouldn't worry about any curses over here. So Rabbeinu Yeruchim, how will we find him? If I want to show you the inside, can I show it to you? Where would you find Rabbeinu Yeruchim, Rabbi Osai? Would it be? What's it called? Sefer Halacha? Would you say that? Is that the most likely place to find it? Rabbeinu Yeruchim. He divided into three. Adam, Chava, Meisharim. Adam is Orachaim Yerodea. Chava is Evan Ezer. Meisharim is Choshev Mishpat. Okay? It came out in five volumes. He succeeded in printing it. He should live a long life. I gave him a bracha. He got brachas from Rav Scheinberg, Rav Distin Karelitz, Rav Shmuel Orbach, Rav Ullman, Rav Tzatka. Everyone blessed him with a long life. Vatsri, he got a lot of blessings for a long life. I hope that we should live a long life. He should print out the Eter also. It's also illegible. Right. Without a beer, just print it so we can read it. Watch what he says. Siv Ches Perek Chelegim.
He wrote everything.
He divided the three, like the Torah divided the three.
Okay.
So I have my original. I brought with me, and I'm going to read you two sources which seem to be completely contradictory. We thought I had a problem. You see, I had a problem in the Ritva. It's a much bigger problem in Rabbeinu Yeruchim. No paragraphs over here. Oh, remember he said it's Nun Ches Beis. This is Nun Ches Gimel. Oh. One second. It's Nisim Ches Chelek Gimel. Oh, Chelkim starts over here. Let me go much further than that. I wish I did. It's all one paragraph. Oh. One second, Shilulov. Right before, here it is, it's right here. Watch. Abosai, please look. Call up Sulan Shikasafti. Shimashka Safti Lamala. She called also the psulim mishum hodar. Psulim called Zion because the psulim mishum she ain't a hodar. Chutz mean nistak the other kehemnik. V'nechlecha tiyomes the psulim mishum the bein lekichatama. The fiach and the psulim that'll be on mission. This is what the Magen Avraham quoted. It's a biki vege. It's against Tosfos because Tosfos says in that chav testament beis that nitla tiyomes is because of what hodar, and the Gemara Amid beis says that. It's like detail. Well, guess what? Rabbeinu Yeruchim himself says the same as Tosfos. It's a bit of contradiction. Minei Ubei, on both sides. It's a paragraph. Dibra Maskil Nikta. Look for the word Nikta on both sides. I'm trying to find the word Nikta. needle in the haystack. Anybody? What's the after? What is that? Nikdam, I found it. Nikdam Rosh Elul Apostle. Kach Poshit B'Mishnah B'Sukkah. Yeshomah the Nikdam Ubeiz Olam Em Tzoyin. He also made Rosh HaShedra. V'Afak Avda Amin and Nitla Tiyom Es Psula. Tois is Kasha. Fizat Pirish Lo Yatzorach Dim Nikdam Apostle Koshken Im Nitla Tiyom Es. Watch this. Ela Nitzrich Da Nikdam Eino Hodor. V'Nitla Yoser Hodor. Tois is Terence. So the Rabbeinu Yeruchim himself says the Tosfos. So what do we do, Rabbi Kivegas Kasha? It's not a Kasha on the Magen Avraham for quoting the Rabbeinu Yeruchim because it's against Tosfos. The Rabbeinu Yeruchim himself quotes Tosfos. So steer me obey. So once again, I got stuck. I went back to the same author to give me an answer. The same author? The same author, Rabbi Karp Shlita. Wow. The truth is, where does Chosa come from? Let's open the Gemara. Rabbo said we have enough screen time. Let's open the Gemara. A Gemara, Rabbo Sai. Lamed Beis Amin Aleph. Lamed Beis Amin Aleph. Read the Gemara very carefully. Vorav Papa, Nechot Yom Asmal. At the 10th line, Lamed Beis Amin Aleph. Toshma. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, Nitla Tiyomis Posel. My love, who adin, Nechlecha. Lo. Nitla Shiny. Why? Daha Chosir Le. So the word Chosir is found beferish in Shas. We know that Rashi and Tosfos of Choftes claim that Chosir is a Chosonach of Lekicha Tama, which is nowhere in Shas. Nowhere. I told you that's a big problem to me, but I guess they feel if it's chosr, it's not tamah means shalem. That's how they understood it. Fine. The first lashon. Yigad the army. Amar Yochanan Meshul ben Levi. Nechlecha tiyomes. Naaseh kimi shenitla tiyomes. Uposel. So Rabbi Kivega says, you've seen this Gemara. The nechlecha is the same as nitla. And nitla is posel mishum hodor. Says Tosfos on Av Choftes. So nechlecha also has to be hodor. So it's a pela on Rabbeinu Yeruchim. No, but Rabbeinu Yeruchim himself said that Nitl is Mishum Hodor. We just read it. So what's going on? That's the Kasha. That's the Kasha. Rabbeinu Shalom. So I found this Kasha first in this Sefer, Hilchos Chag B'Chag. This one I didn't think of myself. I don't have a Rabbeinu Yeruchim. I don't own it. So I didn't know what Rabbeinu Yeruchim said earlier on. No one ever quoted that, except he did, with everybody else until now. Where were the Gedolei HaTorah for the last, since 300 years since the Magen Avraham, that they didn't look that the that there will be any Ruchim, or sisters of Rabbi Kivega at least, that's 200 years, that the Minei Ubeya problem, I don't know where the whole world is, because no one has a Rabbi Ruchim, can't read it. Uve emes sha'af, the last line of page Lamed Hei, sha'af v'dir Rabbi Ruchim mevor, the nitla tiyomas psula mishamodar, tiksha devar avadadi, look what I wrote in Mishmeres Moed, Lamed Beis, to answer the kasha. I was plotting. What's the kasha? This is, how do you answer this kasha? This is a kasha. This is even harder than the first kasha we asked. Oh. So he has a brilliant interpretation. Brilliant. It's very innovative, I gotta admit it, but it's certainly brilliant. Let's share it with you together. I'm opening up the Sefer, Mishmeres Moed. We answer this kasha. Fascinating answer. Okay, Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. He asked this kasha. Watch. Oh. He says, end of page, Reish Samaches. It's a great kasha of Kivega. We have Tikshi de Rabbeinu Yeruchim Adadi, because he himself says like Tosfos. V'nir b'zeh, an amazing answer. You have to open the Gemara again and see a whole new read of the Gemara. The Vada Yoda Yadinan, we know. The nitlo atiyomes psulo mishum tamo. Obvious. If the tiyomes is removed, by definition, it's not, it's chaser. It's not tamo. Obvious. V'lo hoyer abishu ben levi tzorach talashmi enu. What's Rabbi Shimon Levi saying over here? That nitla tiyomus is a problem? That's obvious. Nitla tiyomus puzzle? Toshma? It's obvious! You need an amora to tell you that if a piece is missing, it's chaser. That you need an amora for? It's obvious. Look, he has an amazing shot. Watch this. Ela chamash Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, the nitla tiyomes posel kozayin, hare the aim psulo rak mishem chaser, does that kosher b'sheni? I'm a bit, love of a base. Ela is ben nami psul de hador. A brilliant shot. Both. It's obviously chaser, and Rabbi Shimon ben Levi is teaching you it's also chaser and hador. So how do you read the Gemara? Look how you read the Gemara. Watch this. I'm reading his words. You look in the Gemara carefully. The whole thing, Rabbi Moshe, is not so long. The whole thing is not so long. One, two, three, four, five. Five lines. Five lines. It's really four lines. It's the first line. Four lines. What does the first line of the four lines say? Nitla tiyomes posel. Okay. Because the Gemara wants to know, Rabbi Moshe, the Gemara wants to know, Nechla tiyomes mao. What do I mean, Nechla tiyomes mao? What do I mean? If we're talking about chaser, here's his chiddush. If we're talking about chaser, vaday ein lilmod min nitla upashut. You can't compare nechlaka to nitla from the perspective of chaser. Why? Because chaser, the whole piece is missing. Nechlaka is split. So split, there's not really anything missing. I mean, there's maybe the little resin, whatever keeps it together, is missing. But nothing really missing. So how can you compare Nechlaka to Nitla from the perspective of Chasa? You can't. That's his breakthrough. Oh, who wants to know from the perspective of Hodor? Ihavri can Nifritzu. Right? Because Nifritzu, we know, is a Psul Hodor. The Farashi Chavtesim Advais. Nifritzu Olav. Right? Nifritzu Olav is Psul Mishum Hodor. So Rishu Ben Levi says, the Nitla Lohavi Hodor, my love, who are the Nechlaka? That's the Gemara suggests. Who are the Nechlaka? Look inside the Gemara. Answer the Gemara. Lo, Nitla Shiny, the Chosirle. No, Rabosai. What's he answering? Nitla is worse. Worse from what perspective? Not from the perspective of Chosir. Because the perspective of Chasa, you could have never even tried to derive Nechla from Nitla. No. When it says Nitla, Shana Chasa, and it's a worse problem of Hadar. So Nitla is very, very much lacking in Hadar. Nechla is not lacking in Hadar. So according to the first Lashon of the Gemara, Nechla Tiyomus is Kosher. Ika Diyamri. Watch this now. Nechla Tiyomus. Nase kimi shenitla tiyomus. You know what that means? It's lack of hodor. The Gemara says it's lacking in hodor. Umiditalina nechlaka benitla mevodein psulo. Slowly. Take that back. I spoke too soon. Acha maisi ikadiyami the nechlaka nase kimi shenitla. You see what it says? Nechla is like nitla. What do you mean it's like nitla? What do you mean it's like nitla? But first we started suggesting that what? Can we derive Nechlaka from Nitla? So if it's a matter of Chaser, you can't derive one from the other, because Nechlaka is not Chaser and Nitla is Chaser. So the Gemara wanted to know, maybe Nechlaka is possible because it lacks Hadar. The first Lashon said, no, it doesn't lack Hadar. And therefore Nechlaka is Chaser and Nitla is possible. Was the second day to say, no, Nechlaka is like Nitla, explains Rav Karp. What does it mean? It would be the Talina Nechlaka b'Nitla b'vur, the Ein Psulo Mishum Hodor. Turns around now. Not Mishum Hodor. The Imkain, my boy Lenasa Kemisha Nitla. Halo Havi Hodor Mitzad Atzmo. Umashayach Lashvos on the Nitla. Bezer the Kol Shein Hodor Haino Mishtavi Mumba Mitzad Atzmo. So the second Lashon says, you can't do that. So Machlok is the first Lashon and the second Lashon. Go to the first Lashon, Rabbosai. we can derive one from the other. The second lashon says no. If it would be possible mishum hada, you wouldn't have to compare it to anything else. It's intrinsically no good. Al psula mishum chaser. Valzek omar the zechoshiv chaser gamur ki ilu ein kan tiyomis klal vim kem psula mishum chaser. So at the end of the day, he's saying what? Nechleka tiyomis nasik mishum nitna tiyomis upasul. It means it's considered to be in the category of chaser. Yes, as Tosu said in Kaf Testament Beis, the maskinon, the master kavisha nitla al kocha the psula mishum choser v'lo mishum nifritzu v'zeh kafter v'ferach. So you work in the Gemara, the maskinon said Gemara, what happens? Nitla is a chesaron of hador, but nechleka is only a chesaron of Chaser. What's the difference in the first lashon and the second? Let's chaser again. Well, chaser again. It's very innovative, but it works. It's the stira. What was the stira? The stira was that over here, Rabbeinu Yerucham himself quotes Tosfos, Nikta. What do you say? Afagav darmin nitla tiyomes psula fishdeh pirish letzolchem nikta posel koshke nitla tiyomes. No, it tells you nikta is not hadar. Nitla would be Yoser Hodor. You see, we're discussing what? Hodor. But he himself said that Nech is the Chasaron of Choser. And Rabbi Kivege asked, the Gemara over here says over here Beferish, that Nechlika is like Nitla. That's the Kasha is an ironclad Kasha. If Nechlika is like Nitla, and Nitla is a lack of Hodor, how can Nechlika be on a lack of Choser? That's checkmate. That's the checkmate of the Rabbi Kivager. The answer is you have to read the Gemara differently. A whole different shot in the Gemara. Let's see one more time shot in the Gemara, Rabbi Osai. One more time. One more time, let's read the Gemara according to it. The Mishmeres Moed read of the Gemara. Okay? Rabbi Osai, from the top. Lechla tiyomas mal. Okay? Lechla tiyomas mal. So the Gemara in the first lashon wants to derive from Nitla. Says Mishmeres Moed. What? From chaser you can't derive one from the other. Because chaser, you can easily argue that nitla is chaser, something is totally missing. Whereas nechleka, you're only missing a little. What are you missing in nechleka? A little mashu of the davar hamadbik. I'm missing almost nothing. So you can't compare one from the other from the perspective of chaser. Okay? So you want to know is like nifritz or not? Right? Remember, Rabbi Osai, what's the, if I may use the chapter heading? If you like, Nifritzu Aleph, B'chule, Nifritzu, etc. Bara Papa, it's going on Nifritzu. You want to know, is Nechleka like Nifritzu or not? Nifritzu is what? Hodor, we saw the first Rashi. So what did Meshulam and Levi say? Nitla is not Hodor. My love, who I did Nechleka. It's also not hadar. Lo, nitla shiny to chasile. What does it mean to chasile? What it means is no. Nitla's worse in the perspective of hadar. We're only discussing hadar over here. Only discussing hadar. The first lashon is only discussing hadar, right? Only discussing hadar. It's obvious to the Gemara that nitla is chaser. Don't have a shuv and levi for that. The question in the first lashon is, well, is the psul of chaser, which certainly applies to nitla, the Gemara is assuming does not apply to nechleka, because nothing really is missing, and the Gemara is pilpuling whether there's a psul hadar by nechleka or not, and the first lashon says, no, nitla is worse from the hadar perspective. That's the first lashon. Yigadami turns everything around. Nechleka tayomes is nasek imish and nitla tiyamas apostle. Well, what does that mean? I read you his words. What does that mean? Ubin talina nechleka ben nitla mavua the aim psula mishum hadar. Fakert! Because if it would be mishum sahadar, then you don't have to compare it. What don't you make comparisons for? Just say it's possible by itself. That's the opposite of the first lashon. The first lashon is making comparisons. The second lashon is making comparisons that make no sense. What do you say, Kamisha Nitla? Lo havi hadar mitzad atzmo. When he compared to something else, Misar Atzmo. The psul is a psul of what? Of Choser. So we're saying like this, Nitlas Choser Gomor, and there's no Tiyomis at all. No Tiyomis at all. So therefore we understand very well. Tosfos Chof Tes is discussing the Sugya Sagamara. It's clear the Sugya Sagamara is going with Sad Hodor. But the Maskona Sagamara, the last line, no. It's nothing to do with Hodor. Had it done with Hodor, you wouldn't say Nech is like Nitla. Just Nech is possible by itself. The answer is, Nitla is Choser. And you know what? Nech is also Choser. Because even though it's not missing much, it's just split. That split itself is considered to be Choser. You have to go over it a few more times. I'll give it to you to go over. But it's a brilliant shot. Answers the steer in Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Answers the Magen. Answers everything. Goes from Reish Samaches to Tes. It's Oz Dalet. It's for you. Go over it a few more times. You'll see how what a gewaldig terrace it is. It's gewaldig.
Okay.
Gewaldig. Okay, Rabosa. Now we come. I gave you out the Kuri Yaakov with the eight sheetas in Nechla Tiyomis, but we have to first see the Tosfos in Masechta Baba Kama. Now you could easily see it here in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Taz quotes the whole thing, the Beis Yosef quotes the whole thing, but you know what? Let's take a look at Tosfos himself. Right? Why not see it from the original? And then we'll see it again as we go. Sadi Vov. Nechla Tiyomis. Motzari b'tshuvas agonim. Rabos, every word counts. Nitla Tiyomis also hutza ha'elyon b'rosh ha'luluf. Shen hutza l'malam imena. The top one. V'hu, this one, is k'shnei hutzim d'vukin zeh b'zeh. V'nikra Tiyomis. Well, how do you understand it? How do you understand this? One double leaf or two double leaves? I'm asking a question. Take a vote. Do you understand it's one double leaf or two double leaves? All right, no vote yet. V'chein mash mitoch halachas gedolos shavos lefarash kein uledivreim lo yimotze lanu lulav kosher ki betorach nimsoen oson sheyesh nem tiyomis kazeh afilu echad behei meos 1 in 500.
What?
1 in 500. We have these things all the time. What's he talking about? 1 in 500. Keep that in the back of your head. V'yesh loma, the afle devrayim, the gonim, ein psul elo she'em etchila kinyan zeh, v'nechlak, she'nishtana mi b'riyosa. In other words, if it came the way our 499 come, it's kosher. Only if it was originally fused together, and then it's split, then it's possible. Then it's not one. Then you can find kosher ones, right? Because it was in effect that from Mitzilas Briyosin. That's gonna be okay. Otherwise, I don't understand how they go and say it's a crazy thing. And 1 in 500 is gonna be kosher. How can that be? So they therefore reinterpret and say no. It's only a problem if it's split after it was whole. If it's split from birth, it's not a problem. So far, the words of Tosfos are good. Uva kuntris pirish nechla tiyomis shnei olim elyonim emsoyim. Shasham kola shedra nechla zemizeh finistka shedra ad ha'olin shomata mehen. Wow. Ubitoch perusha mashma shenistka shedra kolkach shenire ha'olin ha'alyonim chalukin mufuzaran zemizeh. Split all the way down to the spine. Second shot. Ona mari tesh mefarshim shekol ale halulav kfulin kol echad lishnayim tesh berosh halulav b'sof ha'shedra beiz olin Yotzin mimena shekol echad kofel lishnayim kishar ale alulav for all some shnayim all the yotzin mirosh hashedra nikroin tiyomis ve'ahana boy nechat yomis mal im nechleku zemi zeh nahainu tzas min hashedra. Those are the shedra split in half, and the two halves of the shedra, which are no longer called shedra anymore, are themselves split in half. Miu ain't rovululov nimsoin kinyan zeh. What does that mean? If it doesn't happen, if it happens, it happens. You have to know what the din is. Three pshat and mitosis. Okay, fine. Now, what does the gona mean? Everyone has a taz? Let's take a look at the taz of cotton dalit. Everyone open up to the taz on both sides. If cotton dalit, don't have a taz? Make it loud. Mr. Brewer, that won't help. Let me look on with somebody, okay? Taz of cotton dalit. Tosa Zelashona. Okay, he quotes the whole Tosa we just saw. Quotes the whole thing verbatim. To save time, I'm not going to read it a second time, we really should. Adka Lashona Tosas. The cost of the base Yosef. Okay? How's that? Vinira Damari, Belulovim, Shem Kolim, Beemsa, Bishne Olim, Shekol Elamehem, Kofel, Kishar Olim, Shebelulovim, Nikron, Hutso. I asked you the question before. Is it single or double? Says the Beis Yosef, double. Ulfish Masha Motzer Rebbe Tshuvas Agonim. Tzorach Hashnei Hutzim Elu Shudvukim Mamesh Pli Shum Pirud Kidem Guf Echad. Two double middle leaves stuck to each other. For that Dover She'eino Nimsa Biatzam. For that it's 1 to 500. Aval Etzleinu Nimsa Harbe Pamim Kamin Dover Odom. What do you mean red? Belulav, mitzad ponav, shumachaber shnei hutzim elu, v'nira karosh luv kilu etzera b'lishem pirud. You call that kara. Have you heard the word kara in your life? No. Kara is a word that's used by the abominim salesman to describe the brown covering of the top of the lulav. You ever see a lulav with a brown covering on top? You never saw? Of course. So the Taz says, the Beis Yosef says that the Gaon didn't have it. We have it. So you can have two double leaves which are fused together by the Kara which is on top of them. Well, the Pirish, I'm reading, continue the task, it's all according to the Beis Yosef. Well, the Pirish, Achman Shekosav Ri, Ein Tzorach Shashnei Hutzim Eilu Yud Vukim Zeh Bezeh, Kilu Heim Guf Echot, Avot Tzorach Shu Smuchim Zeh Lezeh Kemishpotam, Shem Nirin Kishnayim, it's good enough if they're not split off from each other, they don't have to be fused. Possible. Many of them don't end with shnei hutzim. V'nicha lehu, afal pishi rovu lovim einem nimtzayim binyan zeh liosim kolim b'mitzvah shnei hutzim bor lehechad ishtakuch the mishtakchein. So talk about a double one. It's not so common, but when it's, well, you have to know what the din is in that case. Ad kan l'shon. Mashma shemefarish pirush agonin, v'yesh mefarish mishal lari binyan echad shashteira kolim b'shnei hutzim ikar achiluk the pirush agonim tzorach shu dvukim kulam u'liyash shomrim and tzorach dibukim b'shedra. Lo nira klal, Rabosai, he thinks it's wrong. The im kein lo mikshu atosus tchila, shein chibu nimtza b'neim b'echad mechamesh meos, 1 to 500, mashma shein matzman nimtzoim. In other words, it's not nimtza that's going to be kosher, but you can't find it. So what's going on over here? It's found, it's not found. First I ask, it's not found with a chibur. Then it's not found even without a chibur. So it's a funny way to ask questions. V'su, lo amut shul laharach b'pirish yesh mefarshim b'nyan atiyomis, hok v'am afurish kein li'el. V'lo ha'yelam lo amayel yesh mefarshim apsul toli b'chelek b'nechlek ha'shedr, lo b'dibik ha'utzin. Well, the Shana Beish Mefarshim Mashma Kilu Hu Pirish Achav, and nearly Poshim Avonis Dram Devein. The Shnei Drachim Yesh Belashim Tiyom Ha'echad Mitad Divukom Vavayosam Tomed Yachav. Vainu She'ein lem l'shnayim ha'alyonim mekor echad ela mekor echad gavoh mechaveiro. Rak. She'osem she'em shcheinim ze'etzal zeh v'rosh ha'luluv heim nidbok in tamid. V'im nifrad also adibuk ha'menechach at yom ha'posel. That's the first day. The first day, as you said, is talking about a single, not a double. As a hikshu, the chibur azeh lo nimtza fil b'chamesh miyos. It wasn't common. But derech hasheni b'pirish tshomos, b'yad ha-tolodo shalem b'mokom echot, k'mo achim tomim, twins, sh'acha shabo b'mokom rechot yispardu, k'ayin shnei utzim sh'yosim b'mokom echot b'mokom shakol ha-shedra, v'achri tiyosim min ha-mokom lo ichpasam b'dvukim b'chiburam, al-kein taya p'sul b'nechlik b'mokom b'chiburam b'shedra. So the re, it's talking about a double. Al ze hiksha, ze lo nimse klal, she etzi b'mokom echad. V'tiritz, the boy im yimse kach tiyomas ma'ye dina b'nechlak. Ule'el shinu l'shona b'tirutzam, v'kos v'shaf l'dereyem ein p'sul v'chule, l'shom ikar achidish b'chibur shalem, v'az l'b'habayim nifrat achibur ahu. Kein l'b'dir dereyem, tomata b'es yosef sheholach b'derech ha'poshet azeh, l'vor b'nyan acher. So machlok is what Tosus meant. Between who and who? Between the Beis Yosef and the Taz. Okay. A machlokes. Wouldn't be the first or last machlokes we have in interpreting what Tosfos says. Okay. So far, Nabosai. So far, so good. But now, we have to come to a bottom line. How many pshatim do we have in Nechlat Yomos? So before we open to the Bikur Yaakov, let's take a look quickly in the Pre-Megadim on this Taz. Can't read the whole thing, it's very, very long. We'll try to review a little bit. Okay, and then Bikur Yaakov is next. That's as far as we're going to get today. Everything takes a long time. He quotes the Tosfos, and he quotes the Beis Yosef. I'm in the Pre-Megadim now, Mishpat Zov Dalet. V'kula Mairi be'osu l'lov m'shakolim l'malam b'shnei utzi. That's the Beis Yosef chat. Two itzim, two doubles, kol echad kofel. According to the Gaonim, they have to be mamish glued together. Okay, and according to the re, as long as they're close to each other, fine. That's the Beis Yosef shot. He says we have the Dover Odom, so it's common by us. They didn't have us; it's 1 in 500. Fine, fine. Then they quote Rashi. Udidei kula kol shein nistak ashedra lamala kokach. It's a little bit more chomer than Rashi. Even though that is kosher. This is the pshat of the Beis Yosef. Based on this long explanation, it's little, some of the Taz's kashas are answered. And the Taz say no. The Gaonim is what? Just a single double leaf, not two double leaves. Okay? Skipping a little bit. Zela malam is there. Okay? Fine. And they say, you can't find 1 in 500. Then you halacha. They never quoted that. Who'd they quote? The Rif and the Rambam, Rov Olin Shalulov, right? And Olam Soi, which is Pashup Shad and Rashi. They only quoted two Shitas. Mitzvah and Amuvchor shouldn't be called Nifrod. That's impossible to find that unless it's going to have the Kara. Adkan. So we have three Pshatim. Open your Bikur Yaakov. You all have Bikur Yaakov, so I gave more to you. Let's read together because we have 10 minutes just to give us a quick summary of this. We have to make some progress here. He gives a summation of eight different interpretations. Read quickly. The Pirush HaGaon Sheviu Atosis Mabukamet Sadivav, who should nechlu beis olin kfulin shen lemala ala shedra. The dark on the es mechubai, they also dover odom hachkon post, as we call it, karbalash and ashkenaz. Mahayim mechubar of a different apostle. Avak shayim mufuradim mitchila kosher can cause it also b'shmam, right? Otherwise, it's totally not shaykh. Umayim shnei ha'olim pluk the pin beis Yosef in the tas. Beis Yosef, when they're two olim, two doubles, shederech halul of the os olim mikan and shedav olim mikan,
the Shneolin Mokarecha Prima Godim Nirish is my base Yosef.
Okay, all this is one. All this is one. Pirush Hasheni Yesh Mefarshim which Tosfos quotes Shedra Kolsa Bebeis Olin Kfulin Nechlekul Ara Shedra Lamata Vovan Shenechlek Gam Ksatz Mea Shedra. That's the Yesh Mefarshim which Tosfos Bekam. Shlishi is Rashi, same as the second. What? Except what? According to Rashi, the Psul is only Shenirin Habeis Olin Chalukin. It's kosher. The Yesh Mefarshim was the second pshat. As long as Nechlek Tzatz Me'ashed V'Apostle, I feel the Ein Nirin Chalukim. Fine. According to the Gaon, which is the first pshat, kosher Nechlek Gwolim Barov Levad Apostle. Good. Three pshatim. There's still five more to go. Pirush Revi Pirush Rifa Ramba. Shenechlek Gwolim Olim Shalula Baruba. Fine. Pirush Ramishi, Pirush Or Zerua. We saw this yesterday. Mishem Rashi. We saw this in the Vilna Gaon yesterday, if you recall. Dahainu Shashedva Shalalulav Kolsa Baola Echot Kedarko. Baosa Ola Nistak. Dahainu Shashnei Hutzav Nistaku Zemi Zeh Ara Olin Shalamata Mimenu. That's what we call. That's Opshat. That's what we call Nachatiyomas. Baofen Shenechlak Ad Toch Hashedva. Oh, very, very deep. Fine. Shishi, smak b'shem Rashi. Also, all the kofel elyon nechlag out of the matam and olin. Dahainu, ad hashedah v'lo ad b'chlal. Hafilo nechlag the hashedah klal post the pirush there. Shvi, the ran called the Beis Yosef. Dahainu shim lo nechlag also all the rak berubo levad gam kein posel if the middle one is split. Shmini, ran in the ritva yesh mefarshim. Dim lo nechlag rak b'miyuta gam kein posel. What the Yudah, I'll explain later on. Eight pshat. V'hine, Hashulchan Aruch nokat halacha pirush revi, shein psul rak benechla tiyomas rov ali luv grubun. The Riff and Rambam. Harama hech megam can live sol benechla all hell yon levad ad hashedra dahainu apirush hashishi. Okay, what's the sixth interpretation? The sixth interpretation is a smack in the name of Rashi. Okay. Ulechatchila, yesh lachash lepirush hashmini. What's chatchila? He says, lo necha ele elyon klal pirush hashmini. I feel on this deck rak miut olos on elyon. Bach kosav shiroy lach megam l'shidas agonim. Shalit el luv shenech olos on yonim idub milgot mechibur. Beis Yosef, that's only when kosa shedu b'shnei olin kfulin. Zed so zed. That's when the gonim spoke. According to the Taz, even if a single one. Single double leaf, it's a problem. It shouldn't split more. Yeah, but the Taz to follow the Taz's pshat in the Gaonim that even a single tiyomis has to be mamish glued together. There is no split whatsoever. Ain bev shori kimat lizor ki mamish b'chol next column b'chol alu lovin nifridu meha'olam elyonim a little bit. Not from birth. We call it Kara.
im yeshlem beis olam shavim shekoyin beis chomos. The guy im yeshlem mikom gam kosher filo the beis yosef alibad agonim kema shadayim mechubarinein. Nifrid the olam elyonim as that yesh tochas kriyshem beis yosef. If they got him, if it's a double tiamis, double. So the guy also the love of Shashem the calls of the base all them Shashem and Shakar and base tiamis in all in the front of Adamato. And Madayim and Chubarim said, "Was there a day post mat lemata samach leshedra koshkem beruban and tarach lachash klal afilu lechatchila." But the Nadina and Livsel base tiamis klal because Rav Poskim argue with the Gonim Shulchan Aruch about it, but quoted it. The Chatchila is glory by the Bach said. Unbelievable. Goes to all the eight sheetahs and tells you what to do. Wow. I wanted to say one more thing for today and then we'll have to stop. The one more thing for today is about to say is Chorus. Just for 2 minutes. What's Chorus, Rabbi Osai? Look at the Gemara. What is Chorus? Okay. Rashi says, Charusa. Anaf adekel, right after we just the next Gemara. Anaf adekel mishin iskasha shnei shonim v'sholosh v'yotzim v'olulovim harbe shenoshu olen v'niskashu gamhei v'nasu eitz zeponu lekan kan feishari lonos, like two branches of a tree. So that's for sure no good. Everybody so far? Everybody said, look at the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Rav Yudah Omer, Mishum Rav Tarfon, Kapas Tzvam, Kofus, Mayaporad Yichfitenu." You tie it together, not the other minim. We'll get to that later. You know, that's where I was. Just the lulav itself. Only Rav Yudah Rav Ashi Mimai the High Kofus Tzvam the Lulavahu Ema Charusa Bina the Charusa. No, Bina Kofus Veleka Rashi Shem Haya Porad Yichfitenu for is that period. So you could take a branch, a tree, two branches, and put them together. And all the king's horse, all the king's men can't do that. They're too hard. Too hard, you can't put them together. Impossible. What does the table say in the Mishnah Berurah? Tarma, Siv, and Siv Beis in the Mishnah Berurah. I mean, to open the Mishnah Berurah today. I feel bad. Actually, we started. We did. We read them in part one of the year. Okay. But since then, in this room, we haven't opened them yet. Tov Resh Mem Hey Siv Beis. We have to end in a minute. Okay. V'chenim niskashu v'olam ke'eitz. When you call on the Chabon and Lashedra, puzzle. Mishnah Berurah Zayin. Vim hischil iskashas v'adayin lo nasak eit, zedek v'gemara doma l'charus, v'kosher, afilu lo agdo, achin teva ha'ilan shebishah she'olin hischil iskashos, nasu alein mifuzrodos, kon isbar liel de mitzvah namufcha shlo liyum mifuzrodos. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes this, and says, Pshat, we should try to hold it together, right? Where do you get it from? Well, who said it's no good? The Chatchil. Who said it's true? So take a look at your big Shulchan Aruch for one more minute. We stop. The Vilna Gaon, Sif Katan Beis. What does the Vilna Gaon say? The Kosher B'Di'evet Dafka Mashma. The Gemara says Kosher. Kosher B'Di'evet. The Taz is exactly the same thing, right? What does the Taz say in Sif Katan Aleph? He says as follows. He says, Kosher b'di'evet. Right? So mitzvah namufcha to be also all the chashashas. So therefore, doma l'choros. Lamed beza man aleph. What does the Gemara say? Right, we're ending now. What does the Gemara say? Look. The Gemara seems to say over here that if it's choros itself, it is Chorus puzzle that top line. Doma lechorus kosher. Kosher means b'di'evet. Every kosher b'di'evet would be a problem. That's what it says over here. We'll have to stop here. We're out of time. Mishum tomorrow we will continue with these in Yonim, and we will. I thought we'd finish up. some of these in Yom, but we're way behind schedule, and we'll have to talk about Chumash tomorrow as well. Okay, tomorrow's Thursday. Fine. Thank you.